miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepard all the time with Sheeman and Shepard On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepard.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN.
Front to back.
This was Pete Shepard's selection for Master Pete Theater last segment.
Great song. Good dance song, too. Still holds.
It does stand up the test of time.
It does.
It does.
Still does.
Congratulations to Dave at Fort Myers. Got himself a couple free tickets to the Trucks Gone Wild at Redneck Mud Park later on in March. I did a little research at the top of the hour. Looked up some videos of this Trucks Gone Wild event out there.
I think you should be a starter. Woo! Like President Trump. I think you should be a starter in one of these races that they do.
Really?
In fact, I think you should ride along in one of the buggies.
We should have a Sheeman and Shepard honorary starter situation out there.
Absolutely.
That looks just crazy. Like, it's if you were to take the craziest Girls Gone Wild on spring break, remove them from the beach scene and move them into a muddy plot of land in the middle of Southwest Florida, a little slightly removed from the population base.
And it's not the middle of Southwest Florida. It's like, it's just
fringe.
It's just Punta Gorda.
Yeah.
It looks crazy, man. Absolutely crazy.
Looks like a great time.
Are we giving away tickets all week or
all week long?
Wow.
And then if you don't win by Friday, we'll have two pairs of weekend passes up for grabs.
Okay.
How about that?
Very good.
How about that?
I'm going to, Dave, who was calling number nine, I'm going to need a full report the day after.
I want pictures texted.
Jeez.
We got to be careful about what we get texted to us on this line.
Well, do we? Why? We don't send them. I mean,
we don't send them, but I just would hate for somebody from corporate to walk by one day and go, hey, what's this all about?
Well, we're smarter than that. Right?
Oh, come on.
Are we? Receiving.
Are we?
Probably not.
Why would anyone from corporate come in this studio?
Yeah, no, that's a valid. That's valid.
239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number. We got Wikipedia later on. More chance to win prizes. What other show's going to do
that? What's the genre today?
Today is National Drink Wine Day.
Oh.
So it's wine questions.
Nice. All right.
Questions about wine.
Very nice.
Do we need a sommelier to judge, or what's the deal? I mean,
no. So these will be more like technical questions about wine.
Yeah.
Different types of wine.
Okay.
Where they're made,
if you will. Yeah.
There's kind of there's nothing that's like, you know, way too hard. Like, what's the type of grape that's made with this wine? Nothing real hard like that.
Okay. Very good. We'll see how Pete Shepard does.
Mm.
Today is also National Pluto Day. It was discovered on this day in 1930. Was a planet.
Downgraded.
They got screwed. Not a planet. Then now there's a debate.
How do you planet and then don't become a planet?
I consider it a planet. It's huge. It's round. It's orbiting the Earth.
It's not that big, and it's orbiting the sun, not
the
Earth.
The sun. You're right. Thank you for the... Back in my day when we studied planets in junior high, Pluto was one of the nine.
Now it's none of the eight.
As I say in Seinfeld, Craig Sheeman, you might know it as Myanmar, but it'll always be Burma to me.
Yeah. Which this happened when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Bit of a debate in science classes.
You could have taken a test your freshman year and said Pluto is a planet and got it right, and then taken it again your senior year and would have got it wrong.
If I had taken the same test my freshman and senior year, yes, you're right.
Hmm. I feel like Pluto's getting screwed on this deal. I would like to consider it a planet. That's all I'm saying.
It's a planet to
me. But if it's not, like, what does it take to be a planet?
Okay. First of all, it's spherical and round and
flat.
Big. It's not like it's flat. Thank you, Kyrie.
I'm being Kyrie.
It's not some lumpy, malformed asteroid going around, right?
Right.
It's on the same.
No, I'm asking you, what are the...
All right, I want big.
What's the checklist?
A planet, and I want to go around the sun.
A planet is an astronomical body orbiting a star or stellar remnant
that check.
That is massive enough to be rounded by its own gravity, is not massive enough to cause thermonuclear fusion. That's not good.
No.
And has cleared.
I know nothing about that, by the way.
And has cleared its neighboring
region. I got a book for you. You'll love it.
Planetesimals. The term planet is ancient, which ties to history, astrology, science.
I agree with 239. Put it on the polls. Pluto a planet.
That's fair.
The reason why Pluto doesn't fit the definition in 2005, the spacecraft revealed a complex world full of geological change. This included mountains reaching as high as 11,000 feet, a heart-shaped region nickname. Not even going to go through it. But apparently... okay, the International Astronomical Union defined a planet as an object that orbits the sun, has sufficient mass to be around or nearly round, is not a satellite, moon, or another object.
It checks all the boxes.
Has removed debris and small objects from the area around its orbit.
We have some text coming in. Chicken Salad says, I'm going to teach my four-year-old that there are indeed nine planets, so he is taught correctly.
Yeah. The IAU created a new classification, dwarf planet, which is an object that meets planetary criteria, except that it has not cleared debris from its orbital neighborhood. This definition meant that Pluto, considered a planet at the time, was demoted and reclassified as a dwarf planet. So Pluto was sent down to AAA.
I think that's just wrong.
That's wrong. Sent down to AAA.
But it has major league experience. It was a planet for a while.
Yeah, but it was like a cup of coffee.
It was more than that.
You get called up once a year when the rosters expand to 40 in September. That's all it is.
Got hosed.
Grand Poobah, too, says, in case you care, part of the reason Pluto was downgraded is that there's actually bigger planets further out, like Nereid. There's many of them.
We have a 10th planet?
Nereid is just one of them.
Now you're getting crazy. Because now you're, 3 billion miles out?
Mr. Know-It-All says, just because Sheeman doesn't like it doesn't mean it isn't true. Pluto has an irregular orbit, which is a key reason why it is not a planet.
No, the key reason why, as I've just pointed out, has been reclassified as a dwarf planet is because there is still some minor debris orbiting around Pluto.
Well, it does have an irregular orbit. It does intersect with Uranus. Is that how we're saying
Uranus?
That?
No, it's Uranus.
It is not.
It intersects
debris.
With Uranus at the edge, outer edge of the solar system.
Basically, it's not cleared debris from its orbital neighborhood.
And Roses and Bedroom Guy with a nice update on a different topic. He says they finally broke ground on the new Top Golf on Colonial 75.
Sweet.
Gosh.
Expect us to be doing our show out there every Friday.
So they're also
every day.
I was going to say, so they're laying the ground on my divorce as well, because I will be there all the time.
Yeah.
Tattoo Guy says dwarf is not politically correct. It's vertically challenged planet.
That's pretty good. All right, before it gets any later, it's 12 minutes past the hour.
There you go.
Time now for a SportsCenter update, rundown, whatever we're calling it. Here's Chris.
I was wondering how we were going to spin out of that.
I just did.
Good job.
Orbit out of it.
Yeah, good one. All right, Drew Brees announced earlier today that he is going to come back for a 20th season in the NFL. He's going to make another run at it with the New Orleans Saints. President Donald Trump has pardoned Edward DeBartolo Jr., former San Francisco 49ers owner, convicted in a gambling fraud scandal back in the 80s, was it? I think it was the
80s. It was
90s. Mm-hmm. And the Florida Gators are in action tonight, hosting South Carolina 6:30 on 99.3 ESPN.
All right, so I have the details on that. Eddie DeBartolo Jr. used to own the San Francisco 49ers. And then 98, 99, sometime around there, he was found guilty of, let's back up a little bit.
He was considered the creme de la creme and royalty of NFL owners.
He claimed that he was extorted by the ex-Louisiana governor, Edwin Edwards, at the time, who said, listen, I got one more riverboat gambling permit here for the state of Louisiana. It's yours for $400,000. And DeBartolo did not report that extortion. And because he didn't report it, and they found out later, that's a felony, apparently. And so he had 2 years probation and had to pay $1 million fine. Eddie DeBartolo never went to jail or anything. But he's known as a felon. And so Donald Trump today pardoned him. And apparently this was a big deal because you got the likes of Jerry Rice, and Jim Brown, they were at the White House today to celebrate it. It's not every day you get Jerry Rice and Jim Brown at the White House, if you know what I'm saying. And they were there today to support this this maneuver by Donald Trump and pardoning Eddie DiBartolo Jr. So now you're all caught up. Came totally out of blue. Nobody knew this was coming. It happened today. I don't even think Trump was there. I think one of his assistants handled it, to be honest with you. But, yeah, that's the latest, in case you heard that bizarre story going on. Also, Toothbrush texting in. Pluto is like a pitcher who faced the Astros and got rocked and sent down to the minor leagues. His career was ruined. Fact. All right.
Who's the Blue Jays pitcher that's suing right now?
He's no longer in baseball, right?
Right. Yeah. I believe his final start or final appearance was against the Astros.
Yeah.
Got shelled.
Yep. I'm thinking maybe his career wasn't going that swimmingly before that game.
Yeah, but now he's got a built-in excuse.
If he wins one dime from that, the whole system is just going to be blown up. Everybody's going to be suing for everything.
Not everybody, but there's going to be a lot of people suing the Astros.
Doesn't that open up the door to go backward in time and say, well, I'm a pitcher and I had to face Barry Bonds in my division every year for 19 games. I want some money. Because he wasn't playing by the rules either, allegedly. So there. 239-337 ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number.
All right. Yeah, breaking news. Clemson and Georgia agreed yesterday. He said this earlier. That's okay.
Oh, really?
Neutral site game to kick off the 2021 season.
Wow.
Yes, that's going to be. They were going to play anyway, but now they're going to be open up the season.
That's great news, everybody.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
LSU and Utah also going to play a home and home in 2031. Do I say 2031? 2031 and 2032.
Utah!
As long as we are scratching the surface on college football, Pete Shepard, I believe you had a quiz and or a poll regarding college football. Is that true?
I do.
Is it a quiz or a list?
It is a quiz.
And is it handy or do you have to find it? Hold on.
Give me 10 seconds.
I know I kind of sprung it on you. Sorry. No. My bad.
Sprung it on everyone, but that's okay.
It is all before we do that, though, I just want to mention, it is the 4 o'clock hour. You know, if you listen to the show in the 4 o'clock hour, we do our pigskin picks. Congratulations to Chris. This is the first time he's been above water for the week.
He flipped the coin
in
correctly.
A long time. XFL
Don't
picks.
Don't do that, Pete.
XFL picks. He went 3-1 this weekend.
Let's not minimize my accomplishments.
So Pete and I both went 2-2 again. So all three of us, after 2 weeks of XFL play, we are all 4-4. It is all knotted up.
Mm-hmm. And if we're really going to break this down item by item, Craig is nowhere near as efficient picking XFL games as NFL games. Pete's about the exact same.
What are you talking about?
And
I make
the most improvement NFL to XFL season.
You are most improved.
Not a doubt.
After 2 weeks, yeah.
But that's fine. Why did you have to rain on his parade with that little comment?
Oh, I'm not. It's 2 weeks.
That seemed really snippy.
The dime is hot.
I went with my heart.
Red hot.
I went with
my
heart.
Are you going to flip the dime?
Every week. Every week I'm going to flip the dime.
The dime says, we don't flip a quarter. We don't flip a silver dollar. No, he's pulling out a dime. Do you know how hard it is to bounce a dime off the console in there and not lose it?
But it's the weight of the dime, the lightness that really enhances the picking ability.
Hold on. Like George Costanza, when you flip the coin and it hits a piece of furniture, is that count or is it interference?
No, I have to catch and flip on the back of my hand.
All right.
It's very.
It's interference if it hits anything else.
Right.
Can't count that.
Nope.
All right. Do you have your quiz ready?
Yeah, all right. So coaching salary skyrocketing right in the Power Fives. Mel Tucker last week made $2.4 million as a head coach at Colorado. Now he's going to make over $5 million per year. So today, can you name the five highest paid coaches from the 2019 season and to the nearest million? How much money did they make combined? Top five.
This is a quiz.
This is 2019.
Last year. All top right. five paid head coaches.
All right, so Nick is first.
Harbaugh.
Harbaugh second.
Hey, hang on. One at a time. I'll let Craig, you got to say a name first and how much you thought he made.
Well, hold on. Is Urban Meyer, I mean, where's the cutoff?
It's just last year.
It's last year.
Just this past year. Okay, Urban Meyer. Okay, so Jim Harbaugh with two. I want to list the coaches first, then I want to go back and do their salaries. Am I allowed to do that?
Well, actually, I know who number two is. I forgot who number two is.
Who?
Dabo.
Dabo's two. Okay.
Dabo's two.
And
wrong. So, I mean, you got to do this.
Well, hold on. Pete, let us talk it out first.
Yes.
Put a list together, and then we'll figure it out, okay?
Texas A&M.
Jimbo.
Jimbo's making seven and
he's
got to
be up there. Yeah, you're right about that.
Okay.
You got Harbaugh on the list,
yes,
right?
Yes, Harbaugh. So we got Harbaugh, Dabo, Jimbo, and Nickbo. We need a fifth.
We need one more, huh?
Yeah. Fifth highest paid coach.
Do we stay in the SEC? No.
Well, trying to think here.
It won't be out west.
No.
It won't be in the Big 12.
Didn't we have a surprising Big 10 coach that made a lot of money on one of our lists last week?
Yes.
I think it was Pat Fitzgerald for Northwestern.
It was.
Oh, okay.
But well, that's not him. He's not the answer.
And so Urban's out. Ryan Day is not
the... It's not Ryan Day. Is it Franklin? I thought... Is it Franklin?
You give me your final list, and then I will tell you the ones that you have correct, and you can tell me how much money you think they made.
Oh, we still don't have... Do we have Dabo on this list?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got Nick, we've got Dabo, we've got Harbaugh, and we got Jimbo. Those are our four guests. So now, I don't know if we have our final order yet, although we better shore that up because we're going to run out of time.
We're missing one.
Yes. Good guess.
Don't read the text line.
Is he right?
I'm not looking at it. I have it blocked right now.
Our friend Gus.
No,
Brian Kelly. I don't think he's anywhere near.
Brian Kelly, we will never know because it's a private school, yeah. So they don't have to publish that.
Kirby.
That's who I was thinking.
All right, Pete Shepard, our final five in no particular order.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, Dabo, Harbaugh, Jimbo, Kirby. Are we right?
Correct.
Boom.
Those are the five.
Those are the five.
All right, number so one.
Typical, you would discriminate against the great Kirby.
Shocking that Kirby is fifth.
You got to go Nick one, right?
Yeah.
Where's Dabo one?
No, Nick is one.
Remember, he signed like a $90 million contract last offseason.
Well, that's true.
It was a massive contract that he signed.
Did that put him above Nick? I thought Nick always had to be the top. Like there's an escalator clause. Or does he always have to be top two?
Well, I don't know.
You have to tell me to the nearest million.
Well,
oh, we gotta guess numbers too.
Throw like 2.83 obviously the way
out. Nick is tricky because like Nick, I thought I read once had like a $7.5 million salary, but he seems to always get like $2 million.
He gets bonuses.
Added on.
He gets a lot of bonuses. Yeah,
to where it's more like $9 million. What's the official salary?
I'm gonna say Dabo's number one.
Yeah, right? That was almost $100 million deal.
It was a big deal. It was like $9 million a year.
All right, we're going to guess Dabo number one.
Dabo is number one. Can you guess the amount of money to the nearest?
$9 million a
year. Yeah.
I'm going nine.
Just even $9 million.
$9.2 million.
9.315.
Pretty close.
Dabo Sweeney number one.
All right, then we're firm with Nick at number two.
Yes.
Nick at number two.
I'm going to say 7.5.
I'll go a little higher. I'll say like 7.8.
Wrong. Nick Saban. Makes $8.857 million.
Okay.
All right, those include bonuses. Well, okay, fine.
Three, I think we have to go Jimbo at $7.5 million a year.
But I think that's what Harbaugh also makes.
Is it?
I think they're tied. But, you know, I'll go $7.5 million Jimbo, Harbaugh $7 million. So they're
a little different?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Jimbo $7.5 million at number three.
It's so close. Jim Harbaugh is actually third, $7,504,000. Jimbo is fourth at a measly $7,500,000. So by $4,000.
Oh, come on.
Jim Harbaugh gets three.
Come on. That leaves us Kirby Smart.
Yep.
Ceiling is five. He's fifth. I'm going to say a little bit of a drop off here. I'm going to say he's in the high five millions.
I like where you're going. I'll go low six.
You're going to go up to six?
I like your life high five. I'll go 5.9.
Yeah. 5.9. I agree with Chris on that. That's
once again,
final answer.
Not so much Chris, but Craig underestimates the power of Kirby Smart. He is fifth at 6,871,600.
He is really overpaid.
The grand total of 40,048,200 is in combined salaries for those five coaches. If he gets 40 million combined, give yourself a pat on the back. But we need
I didn't.
That.
I think we did just fine, Chris.
I think we did a really good job, actually.
That was a good one.
We talked it out.
Quote of the day from the other day from New Michigan State head coach Mel Tucker. The Michigan game is not just another game. That's something we embrace. I don't believe in downplaying expectations. That's useless. Great.
Better win it. We're in it to win it. That's what I say.
Fifth best football school on his side of the Big Ten.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a big mountain to climb.
Well, maybe fourth.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
All right. Don't forget, we are going to play some poker tonight out at the dog track. And I hope you could join us. You know where it is, the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound track right off of Bonita Beach Road near I-75.
Yeah, I think we had like 81 players last month.
And
it'll be close to 100. It's a great prize pool. High hand, too. I want to stress that. High hand, even if you're not playing cash there, you're playing in our tournament, high hand still counts. And they do it every half hour. So
fact.
You can get the high hand playing in our tournament as well.
So we'll see you there at 7 o'clock.
15,000 in chips, 15-minute blinds.
All right. When we come back, there's a certain quarterback with conversations with the XFL. I'll give you a hint. He does play some baseball. He's played football in the state of Florida. That's next.
Who could it be?
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. I don't know if it's worse that this song was chosen now because we're about to do a Tim Tebow story. Well, by the way, he just got married. Or that Pete Shepard just had one of his Blue Chew commercials just a moment ago. I'm very confused right now.
It all ties in.
It promo does. Code Peter.
Promo code Peter.
Peter!
So, yeah, Tim Tebow, who's, he started spring training with the Mets organization, still giving the baseball dream his attention, has had a couple, not one, this is more than one, a couple of conversations with the XFL about joining the league. He does say he is committed to his baseball career in the Mets right now, but there has been more than one. He didn't hang up on him.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's more than one conversation. I mean, maybe he doesn't make the major league roster, which he won't, here in spring training, and then decides the end of March, maybe we'll give this football thing a whirl. Maybe. I don't know. That part is just speculation on my part. But he has admitted to a couple of conversations with the XFL. How big would that be for this league?
Well, they just don't. I mean, it depends what he wants. I mean, he could go there right now, obviously. But what does he want to settle for money? That's what, $250,000? What is it a week? They're getting $50,000?
I think it's $50,000 for a year, for the season.
Oh, that was a little more than that for some.
I thought it was the average was 3 year, $180,000.
Is that what it is? Right.
I thought that was the
so 60 G's. I mean, he knows what he misses half into. The season.
He's not. He knows what's the expectations are. Now that changes everything. You get somebody like that, and we talked about this before. You get somebody like that, and instantaneously.
I don't know what's in his head. Okay, so if he does this, baseball career is over, which. We all
Which
have
he's
our
He's wasting his time
it.
And everybody else's time
I,
with the Mets anyway.
I get
anyway.
That. But let's say he doesn't know that. But we all think that. But, okay, if he does that, the baseball's over. Now, he hasn't played NFL football since. Oh, good Lord. I mean, it's been
2015? Was that the preseason?
It's been 5 years, right?
We're trying to think when.
Is that the preseason with the Patriots?
14, 15?
Right around there, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, what is his ceiling here? Just to go out with a bang and play a couple of games to round out the season for $30,000 with the XFL, and then what? Come back again and play season two of the XFL? And in his mind, he thinks this is maybe a shot to get the NFL.
But we know what his future is. I mean, it doesn't matter if he sticks to baseball or does.
It's SEC Network.
Right. That's where Tim Tebow's going to have employment for an awful long time, if he wants it.
Right.
He might not want it. It's a guy that's made a lot of money in his life.
He might not want it. He
made a lot of money in his life. His wife now is Miss Universe.
That's got to be worth something.
There's something attached to that.
Yeah, something.
and doesn't seem like a guy that has blown through all of his money.
Is she former Miss Universe or is she current reigning?
I think it's former. Yeah. That was pure speculation on my part.
I don't know. Stay tuned. That would be the best possible thing for the XFL.
They've got Cordell Jones. Lighten it up for the DC Defenders.
People are already talking about him going back to the NFL.
He's a camp arm at least.
Absolutely.
5 years later?
Cordell?
Oh, you could do worse. Cordell, I thought you meant Tim Tebow.
No, Tim Tebow's a camp body. Cordell's a camp arm. Got a lot of receivers you got to throw passes to. I'd bring him in.
I want
to
amend my statement. Tim Tebow coming back to the XFL would be the greatest thing that could happen to that league. Andrew Luck coming back to play for the league that his dad runs. Now, that would be.
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah.
But then we could go down that rabbit hole. Maybe the best thing for the league would be for Tom Brady to play. I mean, we could just do that for all
Sign Antonio
long.
Brown. Right. Yeah. We can go through it.
But if they get a Tim Tebow to sign, does league that one person make league revenue eventually go up? I mean, more sponsors. You got to figure if he's in whoever he played for.
Tampa Bay Vipers need a quarterback.
Yeah. Oh.
Tampa Bay Vipers.
Tremendously, they need a quarterback.
Do you think, in the state of Florida?
Am I nuts here? If say he played for Tampa Bay first game at home, would they sell out? Do you think they could get 70,000 people?
There would be a heap of people there. I think they could get 50.
I think you could get 50.
I think you're getting closer to the number.
I think you can get 50.
Yeah.
If he played for Tampa Bay. That's a good poll question, too. I know we have another poll question up there.
No, I don't think that they would sell Ray J out.
But if they got 50.
They can't sell it out right now for the quarterback they have for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, but Tebow's more liked in the Tampa St. Pete area than Jameis is.
Oh, yeah.
Not even close, really.
Thank you for the correction, 440. If it's Miss Universe, she can't be married. So if she's married, it's a former Miss Universe. Good fact.
Ooh.
That's in.
Get me on a technicality.
It's a good update.
Oh, a little sad story here real quick, Craig Sheeman.
I'm not ready for a downer.
I feel
like we're having a good show.
We are.
It's light.
Chris won't know this.
We had an upbeat report from Ryan Newman today.
Well, how do you not know?
All right, go ahead.
Jhené Dubois died.
Who?
AKA Winona Woods from Good Times, the neighbor that
would Winona?
Always... Winona.
It's Winona.
No, it's Winona.
That's wrong.
Want to bet?
I watch
Sandwich.
Every episode.
Sandwich bet. Want to bet?
It's Winona.
Winona Woods. Want to bet? W-I-L-L-O-N-A. Winona. As James used to call her, the Rona Barrett of the projects, he used to say to her all the time. Winona Woods. W-I-L-L-O-N-A. Winona. Also Janet Jackson's stepmom on that show. Back in the day, before she went to Different Strokes,
Penny Gordon Woods,
yeah,
Penny, Lil Penny, no, yep.
She was independent,
well, you know,
generous,
what else? I didn't know.
Always up for fun.
She and Winona also, or Jhené Dubois, she sang the Jeffersons theme song.
She did.
I did not realize that. I should know that, but I didn't realize that. Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah,
huh?
But she passed away in her sleep last night. 74 years old. She was funny.
74.
Yep.
She had attitude. I liked it. Oh, like, good. I liked it.
She was great in that show. John Amos should have never. They should have never let him go.
The scripts were horrible.
Well, but John Amos' character, his anger made it. I mean, as soon as he left, it kind of got, which was not long because they wouldn't pay him. So they killed him off in an oil accident.
Oh, you hate to see it.
Dynamite!
Is that guy?
That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker. Still funny today.
TV's come such a long way.
Yeah.
He'll be still funny today. But the old episodes, the first 2 years.
Give me Stand the Test of Time. Very little stands the test of time.
It's horrible if you watch it today. Oh, hey, remember.
Parts are funny.
Dopey, good one. Remember Bookman?
Of course.
Bookman, was he a janitor?
Yeah, it was the janitor. Or the maintenance guy. He's one who tried to evict him every episode.
That's right. Bookman.
Or as they all refer to him as Buffalo Butt.
They did.
Why?
He was large.
He's a Buffalo Butt.
He was large.
Yep.
Dynamite!
That got great.
Let's hear that the rest
there
of
were
the day.
Remember, there were back then, it was fine. You had the t-shirts with Fonzie with A and thumbs, and you had Jimmy Walker t-shirts with Dynamite, and everybody wore one or the other or both. It just was.
And I remember being a kid thinking that that was the first time I heard the Fon say A, I laughed out loud. I don't know why. It was funny back then. It was like a catchphrase across
after,
America.
After year two, because in year one, they wouldn't let him wear a leather jacket because he had a blue jumpsuit, just a beige. No, he had a beige zip-up jacket that, you know. And then Frank Marshall, I think, thought it was too punky that he would. And then, obviously, it did what it did.
No, it's in the
and it was genius. Yeah.
It was genius.
Yep.
Yeah, so you had A, you had Dynamite, all these catchphrases. The 70s were about catchphrases. And they were funny. But now I look back and go, why was I laughing at that? That wasn't that
But there
funny.
Were some good lines there.
Yeah. You're also six.
No, we
no,
were
but
not.
You
we
know
older.
What? I think adults who watched it, I mean, these were like top-rated shows back in the
day. Yeah, and plus it was basically a spinoff of, you know, it was another Norman Lear
But again, like, I'll, show. Okay, I'll be the young guy on the show right now.
You are the young guy.
A lot of your old shows, like, of course everybody watched them. What else were you doing? There was two other channels to flip to,
right.
So you're almost forced into watching bad television. Like today, if a TV show is good in 2020, you know it's good because there's 8 billion other options out there for people to watch. So if they're not interested, they can go find something. Crap TV in the 70s was just competing with other crap TV from the 70s.
There's some there.
There's absolutely some
there.
Yeah,
but Dopey says, do you remember where Kiss My Grits came from? Of course, from Alice, Polly Holiday, she's dead. Flo, Mel Sharples.
I think everybody on that show's dead.
And Alice.
Another bad show.
Even the teenage boy on that show is dead.
Yeah, he passed away.
Like last year.
Yeah. Yeah, he passed away.
Never. What, Alf?
No.
No.
No. No.
No, no, no. The plane, boss, the plane, yeah. They made a Fantasy Island movie that just came out.
The plane.
But Good Times had its moments in the first couple of years. It was when John Amos was on the show, it was some pretty funny stuff. Besides the Dynamite stuff a lot, which got, you know.
No.
But they tackled some interesting issues. They had some good stuff. There's some good content there.
We can end our references at Seinfeld, and anything before that, we don't have to reference it.
What are you talking about?
I'd prefer to get Seinfeld out of the reference machine, but I know that you two can't do that.
That's impossible. Why would you do that?
I watched another episode last night because I felt like it. Why? I mean, it's still good. Sit on it. Yeah, sit on it, Chris. You and Potsy.
Hey.
Can you say that?
Sit on it?
Yeah.
Sit on it.
Yeah. Sit on what?
Sit on it, Malf.
Just sit on it. That's
sit
what,
on
that's
it.
What the Fonz would say.
Sit your ass down, basically. Sit on it, Malf.
Yeah. All right. I think it's time to upgrade the show a little bit, a little highbrow from sit on it to a little wine conversation.
Ooh.
Yeah. You ready for that?
Oh, sommelier.
We need a sommelier. Spell sommelier.
S-O-M-A-L-L-I-E-R.
I couldn't tell you if you're right or not. I have
no,
no
it's
idea.
French.
It's got the, you're right. You're right. I think it
no, I'm helping it for the spelling. Country of origin. This is a thing.
Yeah, the accent grave at the end, I believe.
Chicken Salad says, Chris calls this crap TV, but he's a fan of the horrible Bachelor.
Chris is not a fan of that. Chris is a fan of drinking wine with the wife and leading to what it leads to at the end of the evening. How about that, Chicken Salad? Huh? Even though I do love chicken salad, especially when it's delicious, you throw some nuts in there, some chopped grapes.
I had some cranberry in a chicken salad over the weekend. Lights out.
Oh, it just elevates all the flavors. The whole profile takes it to another level.
Yeah, I was almost right. S-O-M-M-E-L-I-E-R.
DeBear says, you would do that because Seinfeld sucks. I'm with Chris.
What? What?
I didn't say that.
Blasphemer!
I did not say that.
Blasphemer!
You are banned, DeBears.
You know what the head sommelier of France is called?
The head sommelier.
Le nez.
Why?
Le nez, the nose. How about that? Did you know that?
I know what nez is. I didn't know what it was called that.
There's
a head salami? Or a
sommelier.
Sommelier.
No, okay. So he's the head guy?
Yeah.
Like, does he do it for the government, or does he do it for the big number
I'm
one
not
restaurant
sure.
in town?
I'm pulling this information back from the Wayback Machine when I was taking French back in
Every
middle school.
Every 2 years, is there a challenge for his job to somebody
but
else
like,
that could do it better
supposedly,
than him?
These guys can, like, smell wine at an unprecedented level.
Huh.
Crazy stuff.
That is crazy. So it is National Wine Day. And that's going to be the topic today.
National nice. Drink Wine Day.
Nice.
Not just look at it.
That's right.
Drink it. National Drink Wine Day. That is the topic. Wine for Wikipedia. Looking for caller number 9. You get 20 Mo Bucks from Mo's Southwest Grill. Look, yeah. Have a little wine with your Mo's when you pick it up. I don't see why not. Mm-hmm. I would go with a red mm-hmm. with Mo's.
Oh, I'd go with a nice Chardonnay.
Would you?
Nice oaky.
Okay. All right.
Love a good dry Chardonnay.
All right. Or what?
What did Hannibal Lecter say?
Chianti.
Some fine fava beans and a fine Chianti.
He goes, very disturbing.
Yes.
But we're looking for caller number 9 for 20 Mo Bucks on the line. Wine trivia. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepherd, Wikipedia, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. We'll Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
Okay, looking for caller number 9. It's Todd in Fort Myers. Todd, how are you?
Todd.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Very great. Good. Todd, how old are you?
56.
All right.
What do you do for a living?
I am a teacher at Baron Collier High School. I have an engineering program.
All right.
Wow.
And what is your favorite wine?
Go Cougars.
Go Cougars. I don't have a favorite, but I've got an anti-wine. I can't do Boone's Farm anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, it is National Drink Wine Day. The first one to 3 correct answers is the winner. And, Todd, you get to go first. Todd, tell me, what state produces the most wine in the United States?
California.
Yes, sir. All right. Yes.
Fat finger. That's my bad. That's my bad.
That was a correct answer. All right. Pete Shepherd.
Yes.
What region in France is famous for its champagne production?
What region in France?
What region?
I mean, that's kind of vague, isn't it?
No.
Really?
No.
It's pretty specific, actually.
What region?
I could call it a...
What region?
Yeah.
What region of France?
Yeah.
You want to say like Paris? I mean, it's like...
Okay, that's wrong.
All right.
All right. Todd, you get a chance to steal. What region of France is famous for its champagne production?
Would that be Champagne?
Yes!
Yes!
Stupid. Call it myself that. What was the question? What was that question?
Where does champagne come from?
Yeah, what region of France is famous for champagne?
Actually, just so you know, that's any champagne that's not made in Champagne technically is not champagne.
You know, I'm thinking Dom Perignon, I'm going champagne.
Yeah, you're
sparkling.
Right. Sparkling wine?
Yeah.
Agassi Spumante.
Okay. Let's see here. Well, this is...
For the win.
This is going to be...
sweep.
This is going to be brief. Todd, if you get this right, you win and you sweep and shut up.
Champagne, Illinois.
Yes, there is.
Todd, what is the reason for storing wine bottles on their sides?
So the oxygen, as they start to bubble and everything, don't blow out the corks.
Ooh.
Sounded really good.
Yeah, sounded good. I need a little more specific answer. Pete Shepherd, what is the reason for storing wine bottles on their sides?
I'm sure it's a technical version of so they don't get skunked, but something like that.
Incorrect, sir.
Yep.
Well, it is to keep the the cork from drying out.
Okay. Makes sense.
All right, that's fine. We move on. Pete Shepherd, your chance to get on the scoreboard. What are the wine streaks left on a glass after swirling it? What? You take a wine glass, you swirl it around. What are the wine streaks called?
What are the wine streaks called?
You got to put the vodka down once
Stop
in a while.
Stop it. I know all about sommeliers and wine tasting and all that. I've been to a million of them. I never heard anybody talk about the streaks of wine when you're swishing it around.
On the side of the elegant, glass.
Determine
the quality of the wine. Come on.
You want to know what the quality of wine is?
I absolutely do. Is this a wrong answer? Are we moving on?
I don't know. It's probably some stupid obvious, but what? Go on. Well,
we'll find out, Todd, with your chance to win. What are the wine streaks left on the glass after swirling the wine in the glass? What is that called?
Well, I'm guessing what's left is going to be the sediment, so I'll call it the sediment.
Legs. We're looking for legs.
Legs.
Never heard of that in my life.
That's the reason you swirl
That's
it.
That's why you swirl
in
it.
In part to you get oxygen
you
to
swirl
it.
You swirl to get the oxygen, but which you should also, wait about 15 minutes after you open a good bottle of wine to even pour it in the glass.
Also, a really good wine will leave a lot of legs coming down the side of the glass.
Look, I learned something new. I never heard that term. Sorry.
Magic legs, Lieutenant Dan.
Wine, Lieutenant Dave, wine.
All right, let's go for the win here.
Back to Todd for the chance to win. Legs. Todd, what does the vintage date on the wine bottle indicate?
The date it was sealed or corked or made.
No, Pete, would you happen to know?
Say that again?
What does the vintage date on the wine bottle indicate?
When the grapes were picked.
Yeah, that is it. But you don't get a point for that.
Yeah, you
one.
Don't get a point for
That's
that.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. That is, yeah.
All right. Pete Shepard, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
In what winemaking country would you find. Is it Chianti?
Chianti.
Oh, yes, my bad.
We just said it.
I know we did. I'll plead ignorance. Go ahead.
What? Italy.
Yes. Congratulations. You're on the board.
Can't get that wrong.
All right. Back to Todd. What is the wine based drink from Spain? What is it called that is traditionally consisting of red wine, chopped fruit, and often other ingredients or spirits?
Sangria.
Yes! We have a winner! Time for Thornburns!
You can't have white sangria, too. What does sangria mean? Blood. Sanguine. Blood.
Had no clue. Thank you.
That would have been a great
question. At least you knew that.
Yeah. Todd, congratulations. Thank you for listening.
I got grapes.
Stay on hold.
Legs.
And, hey, are we going to get some wine? Hey, I want to talk about the wine that's stomped out by Lucy and Ethel if you're going old school TV.
Oh, when they were in Italy and they were stomping on the grapes?
Yeah.
Didn't get any of that.
Classic episode. Classic.
Classic. You guys are great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate
That's
it.
A classic episode. Lucy and Ethel. Lucy stomping on the grapes in Italy. That is a riot.
Yeah. Let's see here. There was one more. Douro is a winemaking region in what country?
How do you spell it?
Douro. And I'm not guaranteeing my pronunciation.
Douro?
Yeah. Is it Douro, Chris? Do you know?
Douro. Douro. Yeah. I'm going to say, I don't know why, I'm going to say Portugal.
That's correct. The amount of texts hammering you for not knowing legs is in the dozens.
I just got Douro, Portugal. I got grapes, which was a very tough question. Maybe I have. It just didn't register. What can I tell you? Sorry. Good didn't times. Hurt anybody.
All right.
Reese's Genius with another classic.
More pictures.
Wine is good, guys.
Wine is good. Wine is good.
Wine is delicious.
It hits me every once in a while, though, with the old
acid reflux.
Yeah, the esophagus.
You're a little young for that.
I know. Yeah, it runs in my family.
You got like a hiatal hernia situation? You got to get that fixed up.
I don't know where that is.
Or just take a lot of Tums before dinner.
Bingo. Don't address the problem. Just cover it up.
Cover it up and keep on moving.
And keep trucking, baby.
All right.
No questions that have to do with Marsala. No questions to have to do. I get legs.
Marsala, that's a
legs.
Chicken.
I gave you champagne.
You're right.
I can't give you an easier layup than that.
You missed a layup at the beginning of the game.
You're right. That was a bunny. That was an absolute bunny. You can rip me for champagne. You can't rip me for legs. I'll accept that.
Your taco fall. You missed a layup. How do you miss a layup?
Did you just say Marsala is chicken?
Yes, I did.
Chicken Marsala.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Marsala is the wine that you make the sauce out of.
We're saying the same thing.
There are two different kinds of Marsala.
It's all right. One's chicken and one's wine.
No.
Fact.
No, one's sweet. One is.
All right, let's move on. The 5 o'clock hour full of hot takes coming up.
Marsala's now chicken.
It is a good chicken. I mean, I hear him.
Chicken Marsala is a very good dish. I love it.
It's fantastic.
I've right, never heard of Marsala Marsala.
We'll update you on Ryan Newman's situation. And we got to find out what the heck happened with Sean, right?
Sean.
With Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so we need updates. All that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and like the 99.3 ESPN app.